Track 10.
Every home and office should have a fire extinguisher. Although there's a good chance that it will sit on the wall for years collecting dust, it could end up saving your property or even your life. So, what does a fire extinguisher consist of? The main part of the extinguisher is simply a large metal container that is cylindrical in shape, rather like a bell jar. In the past, these used to be red, but nowadays they come in many different colours. The container is full of water or some other substance, such as foam, that can be used to smother a fire. At the top of the container is a lever, and attached to the lever there is a thin extended pin that goes down into a gas cartridge. This looks rather like a small bottle or flask, and is right in the centre of the extinguisher. Below the lever, there's a curved handle, which is used to hold the extinguisher and direct it at the fire. On the other side from the handle, there is a horizontal nozzle that opens when the lever is pressed and emits a jet of water. At the neck of the container, there is a small coiled spring that holds the pin in place, and this is connected to a long tube which runs from the spring to the bottom of the container. This is called the discharge tube, which is where the water comes out of the extinguisher into the air.